Beloved, a quick nugget of truth is found here in Psalm 147. Beginning with verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praise unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." And then in verse 4, "He telleth the number of the stars." Beloved, think about that. The stars are more in number than the sand on the seashore, we're told. If you've ever been to the seashore and seen the sand, remember the stars in space are more in number than the grains of sand on the seashore. And God knows the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Think about that, beloved. God has a name for every star in the universe, and we have no idea how many stars there are in the universe. I have a little note here that I think is very interesting. According to the Rutgers News Service, the Hubble Space Telescope has found 10,000 galaxies in a window of the night sky about the size of a full moon. Now, we live in the Milky Way galaxy, and our Milky Way galaxy, our planetary system with the Earth and the Sun and the other planets that rotate around the Sun, our Sun is one of the stars of the Milky Way galaxy. And a cookie. If you'd take a cookie and put it under a microscope, you'd see little tiny spaces between every crumb on the cookie. Well, our Milky Way galaxy is shaped much like a cookie. And the stars of the Milky Way galaxy are held together. There's billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy. Our Sun being one of those stars that lights up our Earth. And we're told that there's no other planet in the Milky Way galaxy like our Earth, that it is at the precise place where it should be in order for human life to exist upon it. It's all designed and created by the Lord God. And there are, as we just read, 10,000 galaxies out in space in a little window the size of the moon. When you look at the moon and the size of the moon, the Hubble Space Telescope has found 10,000 galaxies that are out in that space, that size of the moon. Now, we're surrounded by galaxies filled with trillions and trillions of stars, and God has created them all, and God has a name for every one of those stars. And God knows exactly how many of those stars there are in this vast universe in which we live. Oh, beloved, how great is our God. He deserves our praise. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. Oh, beloved, lift your voice in praise to the Lord today. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, sing a chorus of praise to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, He's my fortress, He's my deliverer, in Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is a good thing to give praise. It is a good thing to rejoice in the Lord. wherever you go today, beloved, sing a chorus of praise to the Lord. Are you troubled? Are you downhearted? Does the problems of life weigh heavy upon you? Then, beloved, sing a song of praise. Glorify the Lord. You'll be surprised how it will help lift your burden, how it will help bring joy into your spirit and to replace the discouragement, to replace the anguish of soul that you may be encountering. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, we're admonished over and over to praise the Lord. Psalm 148:1, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. From the heavens praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Yes, beloved, praise the Lord today. Till next time, goodbye.